How'd you do? This is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Artists, get on with it.
Onde. È facile dire onde. È facile dire onde. La lingua non aiuta a definire il significato. È facile dire onde. Onde sono un fenomeno fisico. Sono quelle del mare. Sono un pronome e avverbio relativo. Onde sono in poesia. Ho perduta tutta la mia baldanza, che si muovea d'amoroso tesoro. Ho perduto tutta la mia baldanza, che sì. Ho perduta tutta la mia baldanza, che si muovea d'amoroso tesoro. Un Dio pover di mor. Un Dio pover di mor. Ho perduta tutta la mia baldanza, che si muovea d'amoroso tesoro, un Dio pover di mor, un Dio per lo tuo me penso e discerno, onde un poco mi piace che mi ascolte, onde omicide e ciascun che mai fiere. Ho perduta tutta la mia baldanza che si muovea d'amoroso tesoro, un Dio pover di mor, un Dio per lo tuo me penso e discerno, onde un po' come piace chi m'ascolta, onde omicide ciascun che malfiere, tutti tormenta lo giron primo, onde nel cerchio secondo s'annida ipocrisia, lusinghe chi s'affattura, onde nel cerchio minore qualunque trade in eterno consunto, onde si muovono a diversi porti per lo gran mare dell'essere, onde, se ciò che io dissi è questo note, regal prudenza e quel che vedere impari.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Listening to Radio Revolten. This is Ricardo and Carla. We have come from Portugal through a plane that we flew from Lisbon to Munich to Leipzig. And we brought our bicycles with us. And so after a long airplane flight, bicycles get a little bit of bicycle lag, which means they must be rechecked and repurposed. As this is a Sunday morning, this is of course an excellent opportunity to cultivate the bonds between wife and husband, men and women working together towards a prosperous and bright future. So we will bring you to, through this wonderful adventure, a mechanical activity of refitting our bicycles. So our bicycles are mechanical contraptions designed to fit into airplane bellies. Right, Carla?
Yes, and cycling is possibly the greatest and most pleasurable form of transport ever invented.
Yes, except if sometimes you can walk.
Well, it's like walking only with one-tenth of the effort.
Yes, it's the most efficient way to do it. It has been proven in a scientific fashion. So, we pick a bicycle. It is all folded up because it came in a cocoon, so it could travel abroad. We have to reset it and put it, assembling it. You will listen to different parts click-clacking together until they arrive to their final shape.
And if you ride through a city and you can understand its geography in a way that no motorist, contained by one-way signs and traffic jams, will ever be able to. You can whiz from one side to the other in minutes. You can overtake very expensive sports cars that are going nowhere fast. You can park pretty much anywhere.
You have to take care, because sometimes this mechanical activity gets sabotaged by the Y gene. The lack of a leg on the X gene, you know, when you lack a leg, you become a man, and it kind of drops out a bunch of safeguards. And so if you get too much excited doing this in your bicycle, you should have your wife nearby looking with a very quizzical look, what is he doing? And that will remind you to take it slower.
It truly is one of the greatest feelings of freedom one can have in a metropolitan environment. It's amazing you can feel this free in a modern city. You have it in the book of idle pleasures.
So this bicycle, it's a marvelous piece of engineering, but also a little bit of a crazy contraption, because it has two different technologies for gears. It has an internal free hub gear from Sturme Aksha in the United Kingdom that you tune up through a chain, and you are looking to a hole. So you put it, it has three gears. You put it in the middle one. You look through this hole in the back and you see a pin. And the objective is just to see it coming out of the bike, like looking to see what's going around. And so you set up this little bolt, so it always just is looking around, and that means that it's tuned up. The other one is just for two extra gears. It's a derailleur system, which derailleur systems are nice. They are very easy to maintain, of course. They are more prone to get dirt from the ground and so on. But it works fairly nice.
Do you remember the day when you learned how to ride a bike?
Yeah, it was I think I fell.
In love?
Also with the freedom of going around. I think the best feeling is when they take the wheelies off and you are on your own.
And you are tunk 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 tunk, and someone pushes you and then
off you go. So now we have to check the other bicycle. So let me try, because I'm trying to learn a new way of. Doing these ultra fasts. One off. The other one is coming. Oh, I see the bells. We must go hurry up to go to the mass.
To possess a bicycle is to be able to first look at it, then to touch it. But touching it is revealing as insufficient. What is necessary is to be able to get on the bicycle and take a ride.
Yes, whooshing through the earth, through the streets. I like it especially when you go out in the middle of the woods and you go through the autumn, through the leaves and the twigs, and you just splash them all around. It's a very nice feeling.
Yeah, you can buy a bike, you just need to have money for it. But then to actually possess that bike, you need to take it and ride it.
Yes, that's true, and you create some sort of a bond. That's a very human thing, to impart some of your humanity to machines, and bicycles are a sort of machine that it gets very human-like.
A cyclist is like half bone and flesh and half metal, isn't he?
Yeah, he's sort of a modern centaur.
Yeah.
With wheels instead of legs. So I think this one is okay. We forgot one of the most distinguished things about bikes, and this is a sign that we are getting old. Because this will be the first thing that a child will touch in a bike.
Thank you. Of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.